We are entering the final week of Lent. Are you prepared to celebrate the mystery of the Lord's resurrection on Sunday? It is Monday, April 14th from Ave Maria Radio. This is Michigan Mornings. Good morning from Ishpeming. I'm Matthew Handley. Let's begin with the news. The attorney for James Crumbly argued that he should receive a new trial during a hearing on Friday. Lawyer Alona Sharon argued the facts of how the suspect obtained the gun for the Oxford school shooting and his mental health were key factors in the jury convicting the father, and new details were emerging. Sharon argued the son's medical records were not used during the case, and the son told forensic investigators he never asked his parents for help with mental health concerns. The lawyer also argued the parents had the gun hidden in their bedroom and the state's safe storage laws were not in effect at the time of the incident. The judge said she would make a decision on a new trial at a later date. The Ann Arbor Public Schools Board of Education is voting to remove designated time for groups advocating for marginalized students at meetings. The board voted 5-2 to revise their participation policy that reserved time for the groups to speak during meetings. That time will now be open to any group that asks for time to address the board. The groups included the Ann Arbor Parent Advisory Committee for Special Education, the District-Wide Black Parent and Student Support Group, the Youth Gender and Sexuality Alliance, and Arab American Advisory Group. Board members say this invites everyone to the table to speak, while the groups argue the decision silences marginalized groups. Consumer sentiment fell more than expected in April as inflation fears surge. The University of Michigan's mid-month reading dropped 11% from March, with declines across all age and income groups. The survey noted consumers report multiple warning signs that raise the risk of a recession. The results point to a growing concern about President Trump's tariffs and how they will raise inflation and slow growth. Unemployment fears also hit their highest level since 2009. To round out the news this morning, a disappointing story. Due to the ice storm that battered the state at the end of March, much of the state's maple crop will not come to stores this year. Michigan ranks fifth in the nation for maple syrup production and in a typical year produces 90,000 gallons. This year will be much less. On Friday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she had asked the Trump administration to declare federal states of emergency for the areas affected by last month's storms, unlocking federal aid for the region. You're listening to your local news and weather on Ave Maria Radio's Michigan Mornings. Updates from this week in sports are coming up in just a few minutes. Now this.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
When you are predictable in your authority, you will actually have to use that authority less. Consistent discipline leads to less constant discipline. The more you act when you need to act, the less you will have to act in the future with similar misbehavior.
The Doctor is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
In Detroit, we've got a chance of showers throughout the day. Our high will reach 67. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows dipping to 41. Tomorrow, expect cooler temperatures and mostly cloudy skies. Our high will be around 48. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 54. And will be slightly warmer on Thursday. Expect sunny skies with temperatures around 58. In Saginaw, we have a chance of showers today. Our high will reach 62. Tonight will be partly cloudy and lows will dip to 38. Tomorrow will be cooler. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with a high near 44. Wednesday will be sunny. It'll be warmer with a high of 51. That warming trend continues into Thursday. Expect sunny skies with a high near 58. In sports, Western Michigan University has won its first NCAA National Hockey Championship. The Broncos defeated Boston University on Saturday 6-2 in St. Louis. There was much celebration in Kalamazoo, although some enthusiastic fans took it too far. Local fire departments had to respond to students setting fire to couches on WMU's campus. In the UFL, the Michigan Panthers topped the San Antonio Brahmas at Ford Field yesterday. The final score was 26-23. They take on the Showboats at home on Friday. Welcome back to Michigan Mornings. I'm Matthew Handley. Thank you to everyone who gave during our pledge drive last week. A frequent comment we heard from you as we were taking those calls is how much you miss Sister Ann Shields' program since her retirement. Because Sister Ann's wisdom is so timeless, we have launched a new podcast with classic episodes of Food for the Journey. It will be updated daily with a reflection by Sister Ann, and it will be tied to that day's readings. You can find a link to it in the slider at AveMariaRadio.net or search for Food for the Journey Classics on Spotify. As I mentioned at the top of the program, we have entered the first week, or the end of Holy Week, the first day of Holy Week, and I want to share with you now parts from a sermon by St. Augustine. He writes, "The Passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the hope of glory and a lesson in patience. What may not the hearts of believers promise themselves is the gifts of God's grace, when for their sake God's only Son, co-eternal with the Father, was not content only to be born as a man from human stock, but even died at the hands of men he had created. It is a great thing that we are promised by the Lord, but far greater is what has already been done for us and what we now commemorate. Where were the sinners? What were they when Christ died for them? When Christ has already given us the gift of his death, who is to doubt that he will give the saints the gift of his own life? Why does our human frailty hesitate to believe that mankind will one day live with God? The Apostle Paul saw Christ and extolled his claim to glory. He had many great and inspired things to say about Christ, but he did not say that he boasted in Christ's wonderful works in creating the world, since he was God with the Father or ruling the world, though he was also a man like us. Rather, he said, let me not boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Again, that's a sermon by St. Augustine. As we begin Holy Week, we'll be sharing some more sermons with you throughout the week here on Michigan Mornings. I'm Matthew Handley. Lord willing, I will talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, goodbye.